Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Burke. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobby Burke. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Montague catches it and throws to first to double up Meyer. Two outs. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett bunts towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaum for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Manish reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West is walked intentionally. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Rice scores. Manish moves to third. West moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Manish. West moves to third. Bludge moves to second. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Cobb moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague is walked intentionally. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. Sewell scores. Montague goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Montague. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Maynish moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Rice scores. Maynish moves to third. Cronin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Bump Hadley now pitching. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cobb bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. QL reaches second base with a double. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground for a single. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blutch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on West. Burnett goes all the way around to score. Averill moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Vosmek reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vosmek scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rice reaches second base with a double. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Maynish moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards second. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rice scores. Maynish moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Maynish scores. Cronin moves to third. One out. It's 9-5, Indians. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Bludge moves to third. It's 9-6, Indians. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bludge scores. QL moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. QL scores. Judge moves to third. It's 9-8, Indians. Pete Appleton now pitching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Bolton now catching. Carl Fisher now pitching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Montague moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Porter bunts towards third. Bludge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Montague scores. It's 10-8, Indians. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp now playing second base. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Manish hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bludge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Appleton covering, for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Washington Senators, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.